The main challenge, of course, the environment. Last year, when the camp opened 29th of July 2012, in the middle of nowhere, in the desert, of course, there was absolutely nothing. One year later, Za'atari, with more than 120,000 people, has become the fourth largest city in Jordan. Among these 120,000 individual stories, we have more than half of them being children, which, of course, is a major concern to UNICEF. And the obvious challenges that we face, and of course, that the refugees face, are, first of all, food and, of course, water and sanitation. For example, UNICEF and the partners provide some 4,000 liters of water every day to the camp. This also has an effect on the environment around the camp, because next to a city called Mafraq, which, of course, underwater resources have to be shared with the host communities. So one of the other challenges, of course, the impact it has on Jordan and the communities in Jordan. The other obvious challenge, of course, with so many children in the camp is the education. We have some 60,000 kids in Za'atari camp alone. Some 30,000 are supposed to go to school, but only 12,000 of them are registered. That's to do with the condition in the camp. A lot of families come without a father, maybe stayed behind or may have been killed. So there's some child labor involved. Security is also an issue sometimes because the parents are reluctant to let their kids, especially their daughters, walk from the tent to the school or from the school back to the tent. And that's why we put together assembly points to escort the kids. Not that it is dangerous, but it's more cases of harassment on the way to school. Another issue is the fact that there's no electricity in the schools. So of course, it's very hot right now in Jordan. It's the Ramadan, which is making things easier for this month. And also, the kids all say that here, of course, they follow the Jordanian curriculum, which is very different, but all this put together make it quite difficult for sometimes for the kids to attend school.
The kids are getting an education, which is the important part, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very important, of course, that these children, as much as possible, do go to school, because even if the war stops today, which, of course, is unlikely, unfortunately, it will take years to rebuild Syria. And, of course, who is going to rebuild Syria? These are the kids that are now in host countries, in Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, and, of course, in Jordan. So it's very important that they keep on going to school. And that's why, from next month, we have this massive back-to-school campaign organized with the communities, with the parents' association, with the imam, who are very powerful figures in Za'atari camp, to make sure that the message goes around that the kids are going to school and that they stay at school.
I see. Talk to me about the progress that has been made over the past year.
Well, there was desert before, and now there are some sort of infrastructures. I mentioned the water before. Schools, hospitals have been built as well. There are 3 hospitals in Za'atari camp. And interestingly, if we look at the mortality figures, they're in fact lower than what we see outside the camp. For example, the maternal mortality is 0, which is quite amazing when you think of the condition. That's because they have 3 very well-provided hospitals. So life is not perfect in Za'atari. If you ask people around the camp, the only thing they want to do, of course, is go back to Syria, and nothing can replace home. But at the end of the day, they're here because they have no alternative. And they came here because some sort of service was available. Security, of course, was paramount. So for them, it is some sort of progress. But of course, at the end of the day, no matter what progress we've made on the ground, there's still the issue of what is coming next, what is the planning going to be like. The conflict is now entering its 3rd year. Za'atari is marking its 1st anniversary. And we're not planning for the next 2 weeks or 2 months or 6 months. We may be in for the long term. As for the international community and the humanitarian organization are planning for the next year, 2 years, whatever it takes. Of course, with the hope that people will be able to go back quickly and with dignity into the country. But at the moment, we don't see this happening anytime soon.
Well, you've spoken of a lack of funding or need for funding. How has that been going, considering that you're planning for another year or two, just in case the war continues in Syria?
Well, right now, really, we're taking one step at a time. As you know, the UN launched a massive appeal early June for some $5 billion for Syria and the surrounding countries. For UNICEF in Jordan, if we take just one small piece of the overall picture, UNICEF Jordan appealed for $150 million, out of which, as of today, we've received a bit more than half. So it's not bad, but of course the question mark is not 2013, as I just mentioned. The question is about 2014, maybe 2015. How much of this is sustainable? What will happen when the money, if the money dries out? It's a very expensive operation. And people are still coming in. We hear of more people actually going back, at least from Za'atari camp right now, but it really depends on what's happening on the other side of the border. So the funding is important, and despite the very generous assistance from major donors, there are some big question marks about 2014 and beyond.